The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we've been talking about doing battle with our kids over issues like messy bedrooms or picky eating, and which issues are just not worth fighting for.
Yeah, and today's topic is about bedtime, which I definitely do think is a battle worth the fight, even with teens. Most kids and adults don't get enough sleep, and that's not healthy. So what's a mom to do?
First things first, go for a quiet house at least an hour before bedtime and soft lights at least 30 minutes before. That means no screens. The light from a computer or cell phone gives the brain mixed signals that it's daylight and time to stay awake.
That's true. Some experts say to take devices away at night. Even if the kids aren't actually using the devices and staring at screens, they can be distracted with all the buzzes and pings. You can't really sleep well when you're anticipating someone texting you or something. So I think no phone in the room overnight is a good idea.
I agree. I also think it helps for kids to unwind before they go to sleep. I know I need that. I think if you build in the wind down time into the schedule, that's good. Maybe 30 or minutes or so before you actually want your kids to be asleep.
Avoiding caffeine is also a big deal. It affects adults, so it definitely affects kids. The amount of sleep kids need may surprise you, too. Here, I did a little brush up. 12 to 15 for toddlers. Preschoolers and kindergartners need about 11 to 13 hours. Kids through like fifth grade, they need 10 to 11, and teenagers need about 8.5, and most actually need over 9.
Good to remember. Well, for more battles worth fighting or not, visit our website. That's nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.